Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host, and today we'll explore how curiosity drives innovation, fuels problem-solving, and opens doors to unprecedented opportunities. Let's roll.
Okay, so get ready, because today we are taking a deep dive into something I know you've been exploring. The link between curiosity and innovation.
Yes.
Especially for teams.
Right.
You've got a whole stack of notes and articles, including that really insightful Coaching in Progress newsletter.
Yeah.
And we're here to help you pull out all those golden nuggets.
And what's fascinating is that this applies to everyone.
Yeah.
Whether you're leading a team or you're part of a team or just interested in how great ideas come to life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some amazing real world examples too.
Yeah.
Like from the accidental invention of post-it notes.
Oh, yeah.
To medical breakthroughs that have probably touched all our lives in some way.
Absolutely.
But first, let's unpack this idea from the newsletter.
Okay.
Curiosity is a leadership superpower.
It's not about knowing everything.
Right.
It's about asking the right questions.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this so unexpected and powerful.
And it's not just about keeping up with all the changes swirling around us.
Yeah.
It's about getting ahead of the curve.
It is about anticipating what's next.
Yes. And you know, when I think about anticipating the next big thing, I can't help but think about the world of medicine.
Oh.
Think about MRI technology.
Yeah.
Did you know it started with scientists using it in a gas phase with very low sensitivity?
It's true. But thankfully, some curious minds wondered, what if we apply this to biology?
Wow.
And that led to MRI becoming the essential diagnostic tool it is today.
It's a classic what-if moment that revolutionized medicine.
It is.
And speaking of revolutions, think about penicillin. Another example straight from your notes.
Yes. Alexander Fleming.
Yeah.
He noticed mold in his bacterial cultures.
Right.
I mean, most of us would have just tossed it out frustrated.
Totally.
But Fleming's curiosity kicked in and he asked, why is this happening?
Mm.
And that simple question led to the discovery of penicillin saving countless lives and changing the course of medical history.
That's incredible.
It really is.
It highlights how powerful a curious observation can be.
Yeah.
It's not always about seeking a specific solution.
Right.
Sometimes it's about noticing something unexpected.
Exactly.
And asking, what if?
What if?
And your notes also mention the development of mRNA vaccines.
Yes.
Those were born from years of research into modifying mRNA.
Which at the time might have seemed purely theoretical.
Yeah.
But that deep dive into the fundamentals paved the way for incredibly fast vaccine development when we needed it most.
These medical breakthroughs really drive home the point that curiosity isn't just about fixing problems.
No.
It's about unlocking possibilities that might have otherwise remained hidden.
Absolutely. And that reminds me of the post-it note, a story you highlighted in your notes.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a happy accident fueled by curiosity.
Oh, who doesn't love a good post-it note?
Right.
In 1968, Spencer Silver, a scientist at 3M, was working on adhesives and ended up with one that was, well, kind of a dud.
Oh.
It was a weak adhesive.
Yeah.
Not at all what he was aiming for. But instead of seeing it as a failure, Silver kept asking, what else can we do with this?
That's the key. He didn't just give up.
And thank goodness he didn't.
I know, right?
Because another 3M scientist, Art Fry, was having trouble with bookmarks falling out of his hymnal. And when he heard about Silver's adhesive, a light bulb went off.
And boom, the post-it note was born a simple solution to an everyday problem.
Totally.
All thanks to the power of persistent curiosity.
It shows how that what else is possible mindset can lead to incredible innovation.
Yeah.
Even from seemingly insignificant things.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder what hidden gems might be lurking in your own work or team just waiting for a curious mind to uncover them.
Oh, for sure.
What do you think?
I think this is a great place to pause for now.
Okay.
And we'll pick this conversation back up in part two.
Sounds good. Yeah, it really does make you think about what we might be overlooking.
Right.
Simply because we haven't asked the right questions. And this is where that concept of curiosity-driven leadership comes into play, which you specifically highlighted in your notes.
Yes, the newsletter you shared really dives into this idea.
Yeah.
Fostering a culture where curiosity thrives.
Right.
Where people feel comfortable asking why and what if.
It's about creating an environment where innovation isn't just a buzzword.
Right.
It's woven into the very fabric of how the team operates.
that curiosity becomes the engine driving continuous improvement,
yeah,
pushing the team to look beyond the obvious and embrace challenges as opportunities for growth.
Exactly. It's not just about meeting today's goals.
Right.
It's about being ready for whatever tomorrow throws at them. A curious team is a resilient team.
So let's talk about why this matters.
Okay.
Why should we prioritize curiosity-driven leadership?
Mm.
Well, your notes from the newsletter lay out some pretty compelling advantages.
Yeah.
For starters, it ignites innovation.
When you encourage people to ask why and what if,
yeah,
they naturally start to challenge the status quo.
Right.
They question existing processes and explore new possibilities.
Wow.
And that's often where those groundbreaking breakthroughs come from.
It's like curiosity unlocks a creative spark.
Yeah.
A willingness to experiment and push the boundaries of what's possible.
And that leads to another major benefit.
Okay.
Enhanced problem solving.
Oh, interesting.
A team that's comfortable asking questions.
Yeah.
And challenging assumptions brings a wider range of perspectives to the table.
Right.
You're less likely to get stuck in a rut or miss potential solutions.
It's about embracing that diversity of thought.
Absolutely.
And using it as a strength.
Yeah.
Now, something else you marked in the newsletter really resonated with me.
Mm.
Building trust and engagement through curiosity.
Absolutely. When leaders are genuinely curious,
yeah,
it creates an environment where everyone feels heard and valued.
Right.
People are more likely to speak up, share their ideas, and contribute their unique perspectives when they know they'll be listened to.
It's about creating that sense of psychological safety,
right,
where people feel comfortable taking risks,
yes,
voicing their opinions,
yes,
and even admitting when they don't know something.
And let's not forget the long-term benefit.
Okay.
Curiosity fuels lifelong learning.
That's huge.
When you cultivate a culture of curiosity,
yeah,
you're essentially creating a team of lifelong learners.
Wow.
People who are constantly seeking new information, expanding their knowledge, and
right,
adapting to change.
They'll become more resilient.
Yes.
More adaptable.
Yeah.
And better equipped to navigate the complexities of our ever-changing world.
You know, I've seen this firsthand, and there's something magical about the energy shift.
Oh, yeah.
When a team embraces curiosity, it stops being about being right or wrong,
uh-huh,
and becomes about discovering something new together.
I love that.
The collaborative spirit becomes infectious,
yeah,
and the results can be truly remarkable.
So how do we actually put this into practice?
Right.
How do we cultivate this culture of curiosity?
Mm.
Your notes mention several suggestions from the newsletter.
Yeah.
What are some of the key takeaways?
Well, it all starts with open communication.
Yeah.
Encourage questions, even those that might seem obvious or silly.
It's about creating that safe space where people can express their curiosity without fear of judgment.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just asking.
Mm-hmm.
It's about truly listening to the answers,
uh-huh,
and valuing those different perspectives.
Yeah.
You mentioned in your notes how rewarding the process,
yes,
not just the results,
yes,
really resonated with you.
Yes. I love that it's about celebrating those small wins along the way.
Yeah.
Recognizing the effort and the willingness to experiment, even if it doesn't always lead to immediate success.
It's about fostering a growth mindset.
Uh-huh.
Where mistakes are seen as opportunities to learn and improve.
Right.
And you also highlighted the importance of providing opportunities for learning and exploration.
Absolutely. Whether it's workshops, guest speakers,
yeah,
dedicated brainstorming sessions, or simply carving out time for individual research.
Right.
It's about giving people the resources and space to follow their curiosity.
It's about investing in your team's growth and development, both individually and collectively.
Right.
Creating a culture where learning is an ongoing journey, not just a one-time event.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into curiosity and innovation, I wanted to leave you with this. What's one thing you can do this week to inject a little more curiosity into your team or your own work?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be some grand gesture.
Right.
Even small changes can have a ripple effect.
Exactly.
Maybe it's encouraging your team to ask more questions during meetings.
Oh.
Or setting aside time for brainstorming new ideas.
Or perhaps it's simply being more mindful of your own reactions when someone presents a different perspective.
Mm.
Are you shutting down the conversation, or are you genuinely curious to explore it further?
Those are good ones.
Remember, the most groundbreaking innovations often come from the most unexpected places.
It's true.
It's in those moments of curiosity, those what-if questions, that real progress happens. Keep asking questions, stay open to new possibilities, and who knows what you might discover.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.